Blackstone Audio presents The Three Weissmans of Westport by Kathleen Shine. To the indelible memory of Bertha Aaronworth, the fruit does not fall far from the tree. Chapter 1. When Joseph Weissman divorced his wife, he was 78 years old and she was 75. He announced his decision in the kitchen of their apartment on the 10th floor of a large, graceful Central Park West building built at the turn of the last century, the original white tiles of the kitchen still gleaming on the walls around them. Joseph, known as Joe to his colleagues at work, but always called Joseph by his wife, said the words, "irreconcilable differences," and saw real confusion in his wife's eyes. "Irreconcilable differences," she said. "Of course there are irreconcilable differences. What on earth does that have to do with divorce?" In Joe's case, it had very little to do with divorce. In Joe's case, as is so often the case, the reason for the divorce was a woman. But a woman was not, unsurprisingly, the reason he gave his wife. "Irreconcilable differences?" Betty was surprised. They had been married for 48 years. She was used to Joseph, and she was sure Joseph was used to her. But he would not be dissuaded. Their history was history to him. Joseph had once been a handsome man. Even now he was straight, unstooped. His bald head was somehow distinguished rather than lacking. As if men, important men, aspired to a smooth, shining...